Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Kama has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bitzchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kama Daf Nun Hei. Gemara on the bottom of Nun Dalad Amud Beis, Gemara brings interesting shayla. Shal Reb Chanina ben Ogos Reb Chia bar Abba. Vei ma b'dibris Rishonis loy nemar b'hem toiv. V'dibris HaChroinis nemar b'hem toiv. Why does it say toiv in the Dibris HaChroinis and not in the Dibris HaRishonis? So Rashi explains, where does it say toiv? Gabi kibet ave'im d'chsiv b'hem l'man yitav loch. It says in the Pasuk b'kibet ave'im, if someone keeps kibet ave'im, Hashem is going to do good to him, l'man yitav loch. So he answered in Amaloi, at sha'ato shayolani loma nemer ben toiv, before you ask me why it says toiv, shalani im nemer ben toiv, im lav, sha'ini yodea I'm nemer ben toiv im lav. And so Chiyah Ba'aba answered him back, you're asking me why it says toiv, I don't even know if it says toiv or not. So Kivega and Gilin HaShas is B'tzayin Toisvis in Baba Basra, Tavkuf Yud Gimel Bet Aleph, the Rabaskal Travayu. The Tois over there says that you have a raya from this Gemara that there were Amaroyim that weren't Baki and Psukim, and Echanami, there were Amaroyim that didn't know the Psukim. Very, very big chiddush that Amaroyim didn't know the first Psukim in the Torah, and the Achroinim are very not happy with learning the Gemara Kipshutai, like Taisus of Abbasra is assuming. So there's a lot of different Pshatim, Apidrush, and the Achroinim had to explain what the Gemara means, that he doesn't know in them ben Toivim Lav. So there's a Mahalich from the Malbim, and the Meshachach, also they both go with the same Mahalach and had to explain the words of the Gemara, each one in his own derech. And the Malbim and in the Psukim in Parshas Yisroel, in the Psukim Aseres HaDibris, Pasuk in Perek Chof, Pasuk Yud Beis, he explains that in order for there to speak out that there's going to be Toiv, and infers that there's going to be Ra also. And therefore, what the Gemara means to say is that why you're asking me why it doesn't say Toiv in the first Dibris and it says in the second Dibris, who told you that it's so good that it says Toiv? I'm not so sure any idea. It never meant Toiv, if the fact that it says Toiv is so good. Because he says that what he meant to answer to say is that maybe the fact that it doesn't say Toiv in the Dibris Rishonis is because they were in a matzev where it would be Kulei Toiv, where there would be no Ra. Therefore, it doesn't make sense to speak out that it's going to be L'man Yitav Loch, that it's going to be Toiv for you. Because they were in a matzev where there was no Ra. And that's what he meant to answer him, that I don't know if it's good or not, the fact that it said Toiv. I don't know if the Toiv in the Dibris Achronis is so good. And the Meshach Chochma in Parshas Vazchanon, Perek Vav, Pasuk Gibel, also goes with a similar Mahalach. And he says that Laman Yitav Loch is Mashba, that right now it's not Toiv. Right now, while the person's doing the Kibbutz Ava'im, it's not Toiv. This will get a Schar. Eventually, he'll get a Schar. He says when the person's in the Matzav of Shleimus, the doing the mitzvah itself is the Toiv. The doing the mitzvah, doing the tzibei Hashem, that is the toiv. Wouldn't make sense to write the man yitav loch, that it will be good for you in the future. It's right now good. And therefore he meant to answer him, I'm not so sure if the lashon of toiv over here is so good. This lashon of the man yitav loch is only a lashon that's used in the Dibris HaAchroinis when Klai Yisrael wasn't on such a higher madrega after they already choyte b'chet ha'egel. Mashaykh the Dibris Rishonis where they were such a high madrega, over there it didn't apply the lashon of the man yitav loch. And that's what he meant to answer him. I don't know if the fact that it says Toiv is such a good thing, but it Dibris HaAchroinis. The Gemara goes weiter, and the Gemara says, going on the Mishnah says, V'chein chayev v'oif ki yitzaban, that's not dafko any behema, any chayev v'oif also. And it's going, and the Mishnah is going back on what did on the Kalai. So the Gemara says, Amar Shlokish, Kanshan, a Rebbe from this Mishnah, Rebbe taught us, Tarnagol Tavas u Pesyoini climbs ever zet. There's two different types of Tarnagolim, a Tavas and a Pesyoini. And from this Mishnah, we see that they're climbs ever zet. And the Gemara asks, Pshita, it's Pashat that there should be climbs, two different meaning. Amrav Chaviva, Mishim de Rabu, Bahadi Adodi, Mao the Tame of Menech Karu, Kamashman. Since they grow together, so there'll be a tzad to say that it's one min, Kamashman, that it's two meaning. So Taisvis, and the Ramasal Amr Ashlokish, Is Ma'ir the question on this Gemara? Where do we see anywhere in the Mishnah whether or not Tavas Pesyani is two minim or one min? The Mishnah says it's an Isser Kalayim, it's Noig Ba'if. So Tosfos answers that in a Chanami, we don't see anything in the Mishnah Lagabi this din. The Gemara just meant to say that we see in our Mishnah that there's a din Kalayim Ba'ifis. Once we know it's Kalayim Oifis, so then Misvoro, we could figure out Misvoro that these Minim have Kalayim. Which is a very big doichik in the Gemara. Taisus brings Raya and other places in Shas that the Gemara uses such a Loshen, even though there's no Raya to the Etzav Din from the Mishnah. The Rosh in Simin Yud Dalid gives a different pshat in the Gemara than Taisus. The Rosh says what the Gemara means is the Gemara means to bring a Raya is from the fact that we put Oif together with Chaya, and by Chaya we already know this Chiddush, that even two Minim that are doimet to each other are Kalayim. This is a Mishnah Kalayim. The Mishnah says, Tnan, Haze'eva Kelov Kufri, Vashuo Va'izim, Vatzvoim Va'ilim, Varachelim, Vasus Va'perid, Vachamor Va'roid, Avopish Doim Zelazet. Even though these Binim are Doim one to another, Kalayim Zemazet. So therefore, since we already know by Chaya that there's such a halacha, and the Mishnah put Oif together with Chaya, so we say that, Huadim Ayoif, even though they're Doim, still there's the Din Kalayim. That's how the Rosh answers Tosis Kasha, that there's a riot from the Mishnah to this din, because the Chiddush of Doim Zelazeh by Chaya we already know. For the fact that put Oif together with Chaya, so now we know that even though the Doim Zelazeh, Afal Pikein, they have a din Kalayim Zebazeh. So the Shita B'Kubetzis brings down for the Tosis Shans, that brings down this Pshat. And he asks on this Pshat, he says, first of all, he doesn't see any diuk from the fact that it put together Chaya and Oif. If for some reason Oif is different than Chaya, it's still bringing down that Kalayim's Noig B'Chaya and Noig B'Oif. He doesn't see any diuk in the fact that it put Chaya together with Oif, that it has to be Doimen all Proti Didim, one to another in Hilchas Kalayim. But Oid asks the Tosis Shans, that if for whatever reason we see that by Chaya, even though the Doimen Zel Zeh, the Halacha is, that the Kalayim, why would someone think that Oif should be different? What does Rish Lakish have to speak out? A Chiddush, Kanshan, a Rebbe, that Oif is the same as Chaya. Why, if there's a Din Kalayim, it's Noig B'Oif, it's a Din Kalayim, it's Noig B'Chaya. Why would it be different? Why would it be any time to say that Chaya and Oif is different? So Tosfos Shans says a different pshat, I'll be the Derech of the Rosh, that there would have been a Harav Mina, that even though we know that it's Kalayim, it's Doig B'Oif, but it would be a Drabbanon. Maybe Kalayim and Oif is only a Drabbanon. And if it's only a Drabbanon, it would be very mistavra that when the Doim Zel is there, which we don't see any big difference between the two types, we would say that Chazal would be Mekel. They only answered when it was a clear Kalayim Zebezeh. So even though by the right stick of Kalayim, we know from the Mishnah it's Kalayim, but maybe by a Drabbanon Dikah Kalayim, if Oif would only be a Drabbanon Dikah Kalayim, so then it would be Tzad to be Mekel when the Doim Zel is there. And that, Amar Rish Lakish, Tanshan Rebbe, we see from the fact that Rebbe put Oif together with Chaya, if one would be the Raisa, one would be the Drabbanon, we wouldn't put it together like this. From the fact that Mishnah put it together, which would give a Mashmois, that they're similar, they're both the Raisa, so now we know, Poshit, that even though the Doim Zel is there, Afal Pikein is Kalayim. And the Gemara explains that what would be the Havamina? The Havamina would be Bishum the Rabu Bahadi Adadi, which Pashas Achir, the translation of Rabu Bahadi Adadi is that they grow together, that this Tarnagol Tabas Mesian, they grow around together, they grow together with each other, and therefore, and there will be a half minute to say that it's one min. So the Raja brings down from the Raya that a different pshat in the Gemara. Because obviously this pshat's a little shver. There's a lot of behemoths that are two minim that grow together. You can keep a lot of different behemoths together. Doesn't mean that they're one min. So he says that Rabu Bahadi Adadi is that they megadol each other's children. The Tavos would be Megadol the Pesani's children, and the Pesani would be Megadol the Tavos' children. So therefore, there's a certain Shaykhis that two Minim have, and therefore that would be the Svara, that there will be one Min. The Rambam, in Hilchas Kalayim, Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet, he speaks out that Kalayim, Avapish Adoyim Zelazeh, Umis Abrim Zemizeh, and one could be Nisaber, one from the other. One animal could become pregnant from the other animal, Apal Pikain, even though they're so Doyimeh, they still have a locha that they have a din kalayim as long as they're two minim. And Mari Kirkus on that Rambam brings our Gemara. He brings the Makar of the Rambam is this Gemara of Tavis Upisyoni. And like how Rav Chaviva spoke out, from the Rabu Bahadi Adadi. So it would seem for the Mari Kirkus that he learned that the Rambam learned up this Pshat in the Gemara, similar to the Ravid. The Ravid learned that means that one's begadol, the other one's children. He learned up from the Rabu Bahadi Adadi means that the Tavis of Pesiyoni could one could have children from the other one. Ein Shom. The Gemara goes weiter. Omar Shmuel, Avoz v'Avoz Abor Kalayim Zebozeh. There are Avoz and Avoz Abor, two different types of ducks, a regular duck and a wild duck. The Kalayim Zebozeh. So the Gemara asks, Maskevlo Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, my time, what's the reason for such a thing? Ilim Shem that hey, hi, Orich Kue, hi, Zuta Kue, one's beak is a little longer than the other one. El Me'atu Gamma Parsav Gamma Tayo. A Persian gomel and an Arabic gomel. The high olam kuei, the high cotton kuei, one has a thicker neck and a thinner neck. So the Gemara says, no, it's not the reason. The reason is two other reasons. Elo amar baya, zeh beitza b'bachutz, zeh beitza b'bifnim. And v'rpaba mahay tu'una chada beitza b'shichla, mahay tu'una kama beitza b'shichla. And there's intrinsic differences between these two ducks, and therefore that's geveya that they're two different meaning. So Rav Moshe, in Igris Moshe, Arachayim Chelik Dalet, Sim Kufchav Gimel, he explains what the Shakvatai of this Gemara is. He explains up here Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilvis Kalayim, Perak Gimel, Alocha, hey, the Rambam over there is discussing Kalay Zeroyim. But the Rambam over there, it says that when we have two Minim, he's discussing which two Minim are Kalayim Zebezet, which aren't, which have a din of one Min. He says that even though Kalayim maybe are Be'etz of two different Minim, as long as they're totally Doime, one to another, then they don't have a dik kalayim zebezeh. He says, because the kalayim always goes after maris ayin. So therefore explains Rav Moshe that the reason why right away the Gemara didn't say the answer of Abaya and Rav Papa, and the Gemara first started assuming that the reason would be because of the Orach Kuei and Zuta Kuei, why didn't he right away go to the answer of Abaya and Rav Papa? A simple answer. There's very, very big differences between the two meaning. So says Rav Moshe, because Rav Bar Rav Chanan understood Alpidus Rambam that those differences aren't nikkur la'ayin at all. To the ayin, it looks like they're exactly the same in the duck, even though inside there are very big differences. But since it looks to the ayin that they're the same, you should have the Rambam's cloud that, but kalayim, we always go basar maras ayin, and maras ayin, they're the same. So therefore, he assumed that the reason would be because of orech kue and zuta kue, that the beak was a little longer and a little smaller. And on that, Ramesh explains that his kasha was elome atta gamal parsav gamal taya, the high olam kue vaik. He meant to ask a different Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of that parak, in Parakim Alocha Aleph, says that if you have two minim that are exactly the same, you have two zroim that are exactly the same, and there's differences in them only because they're grown in different places. Sometimes you take the same minim and you grow it in a different place, they'll look a little different. So says the Rambam, that difference that comes is not considered a difference. And therefore, explains Rav Moshe, that was what Rabbi Rav Chanan was asking. Rabbi Rav Chanan was asking that the Orech Kui and the Zuter Kui is just because one's wild, it lives in other type of habitats, and the other one, it goes into the wild, and this one is more in the house. So therefore, says Rabbi Rav Chanan, that difference that one's a longer beak and a smaller beak is only Machmas Hashini HaMakaymas. And therefore, if you're going to tell me that makes a difference for Kalayim, then who had a Gamla Parsav, a Gamla Tai, which also have differences. But since those differences come because one's in Poras and one lives in Arvia, they live at different places, so that difference is not a difference, and therefore it shouldn't be Kalayim Zebezeh. And on that, says Rav Moshe, the Gemara answers that Zeb Beitzev Efnim is Zeb Beitzev Achotz, or a Papa's answer, so even though we just finished explaining that since it's inside, it shouldn't make a difference, but says Rav Moshe, once there's such a clear difference, we have such a clear idea. The idea is like a Ria. When there's such a clear idea, it's such a clear difference between the two meaning, that is all, the idea could be considered a Ria also. And Ramesha says, just like by Peiris, the halacha is if it tastes very differently, also has a Dinklaim Zebezeh. Since it's a clear idea, and the fact that they're different meaning, if you look inside good, you can see that that Beitzev Achotz, that Beitzev Efnim, even though you can't see it, Mibachotz, so well. But these type of differences also, since it's such a clear idea, that also makes and that could also be make it have a din of Kalayim Zebezeh. The Gemara brings down a very interesting suffix. Boy Rochava, Hamanik Beizav Shibuta Mao. Someone that's manig, you know, be manig two minim Zebezeh. What happens if you manig is a goat, Beshibuta, which is a type of fish? Me I mean to keep in the Israel Nachas Bayam, the A's can't go down into the Yam, the Shibuta, the Salak Yabosha, Loiklum of it. So it's nothing. It doesn't have an Isra Manik Kalayim. I do my hash to Mia Kamanik. Right now he's being Manik to Minim and has a din of being Manik Kalayim. So this Reb Kiveger and Gilin Hashas is Mitzayin to Toysin Abed Ezor. Toysin Abed Ezor, the Aflametesim and Aleph, the Vemasr of Vesimonech, and Toysin over there, the Gemara is saying that Vesimonech, that there's such a thing called a Sharayam and a Chamarayam. And the Gemara over there says that the Chamarayam is Tar and the Sharayam, Tur the Yama, is Tomei. The Gemara over there says Vesimonech, that the Tar is Tomei and the Tomei is Tar. The Shar, which is normally Tomei, Tar is Tomei when it's B'yam. That Min of Shar Yam is Tomei. And the Chamar, even though the regular Chamar, the Min of Chamar that we know is Tomei, the Chamar Yam, that has is Tar. So Taisa says it's not a cloud to all over, because we find that an Ezayam is Tomei. An Ezayam is Tar. Shibuta, he brings the right for the Gemara in Dushadapim Aleph, that Amorayim Mechen a Shibuta for Shabbos. So we see it's a mintar, an aval pikein, even though a shibuta says Taisus is an ezayam. So it says Taisus, how do I know that shibuta is an ezayam? Taisus from our Gemara, you see that the Gemara has a suffix about Iza and shibuta if it's kalayim zebezet. So it seems from Taisus. Taisus understood that the Gemara's suffix was that since they're both ezim, one's an ez and one's an ezayam, that should be a svara, that it shouldn't be one, it shouldn't be two minim, it should have a din of one min. And the Torah's Chaim, there in Abay Dezar, the Aflametes, is Metama and Taisvis, that the Gemara before, that's not the suffix. The Gemara's suffix is because one goes into the Yam, and one's on the Yabasha, not because it should be one min. And he's Nisha with the Tzarechin on Taisvis, he remains with the Tzarechin on Taisvis. How did Taisvis learn this Pshat in the Gemara? It's a very famous Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Kalayim, Perek Tes, Halacha Ches. The Rambam is Mechadish that this Halacha, Pashtus, the Rambam is talking about by being Manig Kalayim. By Manig Kalayim, the Rambam Shita is that if you're Manig, two Mine Behema, a Tar and a Tar, or two Minim, a Tomei and a Tomei, the Halacha is that you're not Chayim in the Raisa, it's not Kalayim in the Raisa, it's also Bidra Bottom, but Bidra Raisa, you only Chayim on Kalayim, on being Manik Kalayim, if one's Tomei and one's Tar. They're both Tar and they're both Tomei, even though they're two separate Minim, the halacha is that you're not, it's not also Bidra Raisa. So the Rosh, and Hilchos Kalayim Simen Hei, is very strongly argues on the Rambam, and he brings a raya from Er Gemara. He says a raya from Er Gemara that a manik be'isav shibuta, the Gemara is a suffix. So over there, the Rosh doesn't explain so clearly what it means to ask. But in Shuvas Arosh, in Klal Beis, Ois Tazayin explains clearly, he says that shibuta is a dog tar. He says in Tzarfas, they ate a shibuta. So we see that shibuta is a dog tar, and Apal Pike, the Gemara seems to have a suffix if it's doy kalayim. So you see, even though a is and a shibuta are both tar, Apal Pike is a issa kalayim. So the Marie Kirkus, in their Imperic test, and Halacha Yud Aleph, he speaks out that the Rambam is going to have to hold, not like that, the Rambam is going to have to hold that a Shibuta is a Min Tomei. And he says, you look at the Rambam doesn't hold that a Shibuta is a dog, the Rambam says it's a Chayesh of a Yam, and therefore it's very mistaken that the Rambam holds that a Shibuta is a Min Tomei, and Melo, very good, the Gemara is a Eiz with Shibuta, Eiz is Tar, and Shibuta is Tomei, and that's why the Gemara is a Sopik. The Ritvaz on the Rambam says that we could learn that the Rambam will learn the Gemara Suffolk is a Drabbanon. The Gemara Suffolk over here, a Manik Isa B'Shiputa is Drabbanon. It's the Rambam's Maida that even though the Rambam holds that Midaraisa, you need to have Tommy and Tar, but Midarabbanon is Isa, any two Minim is Aser. So the Rambam will learn the Suffolk is a by Drabbanon. Now the Mari Kirkus alone also entertains such a tzad, and he says it can't be, because if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down the Suffolk of the Gemara, the Rambam brings down that you sit, it's a Suffolk and therefore you're Potter. So for in the Rambam, that on the tzad of the Suffolk that it would, that would be Kalayim, you would get Malkus. And the Michas Chinuch, and the Kaimitz HaMincha, in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Nun, also discusses such a tzad. He says it can't be, because if it would be a Drabbanon, then the Ram would pass in the Kula, it would be a Suffolk, and we should pass, the Ram should pass in the Kula, and the Ram says that it's Usser. The Ram says that me Suffolk, it's Usser. And Shom, he's done, that maybe there are some places that even by Drabbanons, we were Machber by Bayavla Yivshita. The Shara Melech and Parak Tes Halacha, hey, he's not happy with this, but these Pshatim in the Rambam. He says Shibuta is a Mintar. He brings another Raya that Shibuta is a Mintar from Gemara Chul and Daf Kuf Tes and Mabez. And therefore, he wants to say a different Pshat. He says a big Chiddush in the Rambam, even though the Pashas Lashon Rambam is not Mashm like that. Shara Melech's Mechadish that even though the Rambam holds that two Minim that are Tar, two Minim that are Tomei, are not Asur B'Derayis by Kalayim, but if one's a Behema and one's a Chaya, then you are like it. It's only like two behemoths and two chayas. But one behemoth, one chaya, That's enough of a shinui amin that doesn't have to be that one's tar, one's tummy. And therefore, says the Shara Melech, who adin by a dag and a behema will be the same thing. A dag and a behema is two different minim. And therefore, over there, even though they're both tar, the Rambam will be moide that has a thin kalayim zebezeh. Ayn Sham, he says that the Lashon HaRambam is not so mashma, the Rambam's Lashon HaRambam will be mashma, that even a chayi behema also have to have his klal. But that's his chiddush he wants to say in the Rambam. Ayn Sham, he has other rayas. And Memela, it's Yashiv, the Gemara suffix, it's Yashiv, the Rosh's Kasha, the Rambam from our Gemara. On the Etzem suffix of the Gemara, it's very hard to understand exactly what was the Gemara's suffix. Why would there be any tzad to be makel over here? And more than that, the Gemara goes on and the Gemara brings a rai. The Gemara says, Maskefla Ravino, El Me'ate, Chibar Chita V'Sayir B'Yodai, V'Zara Chita B'Eretz, you planted the Chita in Eretz Yisrael, V'Sayir B'Chutzarz, Achanami, the Mechayiv, you could be Mechayiv. And the Gemara answers, Amri, Hachi Hash, the Hosam Eretz Makam Chayuva, Chutzarz Loi Makam Chayuva, Hachi Idi V'Idi Chayuvu. So it's very hard to understand exactly what was Ravina's Tainovir, L'Chayra. For whatever reason, you'll be potted by Kalayim, has something to do with the fact that there's a Ptor of Chutzarz. Now, they were not talking about a Ptor Chutzarz. So why in the world, what exactly does Ravina want to bring from this from planting Kalayim, one Eretz Yisrael, one Chutzarz, to the suffix of Rechava about banning Iza Bishibuta? So Moshe, in Dibris Moshe, Simulam Megimel, is this kasha with these problems in the Gemara. And he says, Mechudosh Tekepshat, to explain the sugya. He explains that the suffix of the Gemara is the Yesaitis Tekepshat suffix in Kalayim. All the Isur Kalayim of the Torah. Is the Yesaitis of the Isur to be Mechaber the two things together, that we should have a Chibur of a Behema of two different Minim, Be'an Hagar, two different Chibur Be'harba, or a chibur of kalayim of kilei zroim of putting the two minim together? Is that yisai the iser, or the iser is the maisa being manig two minim, not the fact that I have two minim in mechubra idean hago, the maisa being manig them, or the maisa being zereya? And Ramesha says this was the suffix of Rechava, this was the suffix of the Gemara. A manig iser b'shibuta, the Gemara has a chiddush. The Gemara holds that since one can't be nachas ayam and one can't be salt b'abasha, loiklum over that we can't consider that as a chibur. If the Issa of Kalayim would just be a Maisa, that you have to do a Maisa Manig with these two Minim, so that would be enough also. Hashtamiyo Kamanig. But if you need to have a Chibur, this wouldn't be considered a Chibur. And at that, Ravina asked, that from the fact that we see that we need to have them both in Eretz Yisrael, if the Issa would be just a Maisa of Zriya B'Kalayim, so the fact that if I plant a Chit in Eretz Yisrael, and that Chit is B'Taruvis of a Sa'ira, what do I care if the Sa'ira is a Chutz La'aretz? And therefore, Ravina wanted to bring from that a raya that's muchrach. The yisayid of the Issa Kalayim is the Issa Chibur. And if the Chibur is the two minim together, if one minim is in Chutzlaret, so that's not a Chibur of Kalayim, because part of it's in Chutzlaret, and the Issa of Kalayim is only in Eretz Yisrael. And on that, the Gemara is madche, that no, that even if we say that it's an Issa of a Maisa, but the Maisa has to be done, the whole Taruvus of the Maisa has to be done all in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, as long as the taruf, the ma'is of taruvus was done part in a makom shalav chayuva, it wouldn't be chayiv. Mashiach over here says the Gemara over here that both in a makom chayuva, and therefore we could still have the suffix of the Gemara. What's the yisayid of the iser? Is the iser al tzachibur? Therefore over here we can't consider it as a chibur because it's part of the yam and part of the abasha, and the animals can't join each other. Or is it Isra the Maisa, and therefore we could have the Isra of the Maisa, since over here they're both Makam Chayuvim. Hashegin Chutz La'aretz, since we don't have the whole Maisa to Makam Chayuv, so therefore even if it's only a Maisa, it's still going to be Potter, and there's no Raya from the Indian of being Zereh, Chatzi Chutz La'aretz, Chatzi Eretz Yisrael, to the suffix of the Gemara over here, Lagabi Dag, and the Ace.
We're starting Perik HaKoinis and Baba Kama, Dafnon Hey Amid Beis. The Mishnah in Perik HaKoinis is Mechadish, that if someone does a Shmira and watches the Mazik, as then if the Behema goes out in his Mazik, he's Potter, as the Shmira Potters him. The Mishnah continues and discusses different dinim in the Shmira. Tzvichin Lahazber, what's the reason why, when someone does a Shmira, what's the reason why he's Potter? As if this is Zalman, in his famous shtickle in the beginning of Niskei Mamin, where he clears the Chakira, what's the Mechayiv of Baba Kama? When a Behemah is Mazik, what's the reason why you're Chayiv? Is it because your Mamin was Mazik, and you're Achroi for the Maisa of your Mamin? Or is it because the Pshi and the Shmira. He was supposed to watch it, and he's Paisheya from watching it, as that's the reason why he's Chayiv. Reb Shimon and Baba Kama Siman Aleph also handles it. If Nochum wanted to be Machriya, Shitas Rashi is the Pshi and the Shmira is Chayiv, Shitas Taisis, the Maman HaMazik is Chayiv, Achroinim HaMeviim Rayis Lekan, Verayis Lekan. As if this is Almin, Tain is that the Ptur of Shmira is Tali. If you learn that the Machayiv is Maman HaMazik, then it's Takashver. Why, if you do a Shmira, are you Potter? L'chor the Maman was Mazik, as you have to learn, it's a Ptur of Aynes. Masha'ein Kain, if you learn the Machayiv is the Pshi and the Shmira, as then it's Pashir. If you did a Shmira, there's no Pshia. There's no Machayiv Bechlal. As if you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, the first Rashi, Hakoinis Potter, Don Nocha, Umay Havi Leila Mevad. Rashi says, what's the reason why when you do a Shmira, you're Potter? Umay Havi Leila Mevad, a Lashon of Oynes, that he's an Oynes. The Mokar of Rashi is the Gemara in Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara says one line up from where the bottom wide lines begin. Amai chayiv, may havi leila mevad. As meduyik in the Gemara, this is the mocker of Rashi, that the ptur is misham aynes. As l'chayiv, from this Rashi would be mashma, that the ptur is misham, that the chayiv is misham mamon hamazik. The reason why shmira patas is midin aynes. In the Gemara, there's a diuk the other way. Rav Nochum was medayik the Gemara. The Gemara is mashma, the Pshi is the Machayiv. Because the Gemara, in the Hemshech of the Gemara, says that there's a gzeiras hakosiv, that it's mahani ashmira p'chusa by shama zikim. So what's the gzeiras hakosiv? Shein d'chsev u'bir b'stei acher. Ad the Ovid kein ubiya, regal the siv v'shilach, ad the Ovid kein v'shilach. The only time you chayiv is when you do it kein maver, kilu you made the beer. Ad the Ovid kein v'shilach, kilu you sent it. Zok Rashi, kein maver b'pshia, kein ubiya b'pshia. As meduyik in Rashi, that what's the reason why you chayiv? Because you did such a level of pshia that it's kilu you did it. Smashbin Rashi, the Pshia is the Machayiv. As on one hand, we have a diuk from the Gemara in Rashi, in the Mishnah, that the Maman HaMazik is Machayiv. On the other hand, we have a diuk from the Gemara in Rashi, that the Pshia and the Shmir is Machayiv. As you could be Matcha, the second Gemara, that it's not Muhu, the Pshia and the Shmir is Machayiv. Maybe the Gemara just, it's a way of saying that you're potter by a shmira p'chusa. It's not muchach in the pasuk, it's the machayif. You could be matcha the diktuk from the Gemara. However, you could say another pshat. Be'emes, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky has a shena mahalach, which is miyashiv kama v'kama stiris that the Rosh Yeshivas ask from. They bring rayas lekan, the pshi and the shmira is the machayif, rayas mikan, the mamun amazik is machayif. Reb Shimon wanted to say a third way, a middle way. The Be'emes, it's the Mamon HaMazik, which is Mechayiv. You have Mamon, it's Mazik, it's Mechayiv you. A default, why should you be Chayiv if the Mamon, if your Mamon is Mazik? It's not you. It's the only time the Torah made you Achroi for what your Mamon was Mazik is if you were Peshe in the Shmira. If you were Peshe in the Shmira, then you Achroi for what your Mamon is Mazik and you Chayiv for what your Mamon is Mazik. Not like the Achroinim learn that the Pshi and the Shmira itself is Machayiv you. Ki'ilu your Mazik. This is a Grama Ba'alma. If you just play Shay and the Shmira, it's a Grama Ba'alma. Now, because of the Pshi and the Shmira, therefore the Torah made you Achroi for the Mamon HaMazik. Lefize Shteim Emes, both of them are part of the Machayiv. The Mamon HaMazik and the Pshi. As Lefize, it would be Miyashiv, the Lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah, and the Gemara later on, and the Lashon of the Gemara and the bottom of Daf Nunhamid Beis also. The Gemara and the bottom of Daf Nunhamid Beis is Meduyik, that you need a Pshia G'dayla David Kenu Bir, because a Pshia is a Chelik of the Machayiv. You need a Pshia to be Machayiv you. As what level of Pshia? Ad David Kenu Bir. As you need a Pshia G'dayla. And it would also be miyashiv, the lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah. Why does Rashi have to say there's a ptur of oynis? L'chari Rashi should say, felt in the pshia. My havilele mevad. Why does Rashi have to come on to ptur oynis? So you could be mazmir ba'if in ze. The be'emes, in order to pat to you, do you need a level of oynis that something, a oynis of kola tayra kula, l'nara lo sasadova teaches you that if somebody does an avera ba'oynis, as he's not nenash. L'masal, someone forces you to do avera, you can't stop it. As l'nara lo sasadova, your potter, the ptur of oynis. When Rashi says in the Mishnah, my havilele mevad, Rashi means you're a mamish, an oynis gomer, you can't control it. L'chori, you could stop it. You could make a better shmira. As to say Rashi means the p'tur of l'nar l'isasa davar is very shver. Rashi doesn't bring the pasuk of l'nar l'isasa davar. Nanir nadvarim ba'ayfin zu. When Rashi says, my havilele mevad, Rashi doesn't mean you're an oynis gomer. No, Rashi means you're not such a poisheya. The Maisa, you did a Shmira Malia. You didn't have to think that something more would happen. As you did some level of a Shmira, as you're not a Pesheya, my Havilele Mevad, why should he think that a Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya would come? It's possible. Before you're a level of Oynis, my Havilele Mevad. This level of oynis needs a Gzeiras HaKosev to tell you it's potter, like you see in the Gemara. The Gemara dashens that this level of oynis is potter, because it's not an oynis gomer, it needs a Gzeiras HaKosev. As kum techois is doch zeh gishmak, meaning be'etzem the mamon hamazik is mechayev, but only when you have a level of pshia, which is a pshia gdaila. Masha ein kain, when it's not such a pshia gdaila, because he's a ksas oynis, and you have a tain of my havilele mevad, there's a ksas oynis, as then there's a gzeres akosev that you have up to, you're not achroi for the mamon hamazik. As if you learned it's mamish the pshia that's machayev you, as then avada you should need a pshia gmura, pshia shena gmura shouldn't be machayev you. But Rashi will learn, no, the machayev is the mamon hamazik. Bit t'nai that there's a pshia, as being that it's a t'nai, what level of pshia? As over here, the Torah was mekel and said, even a low level oynis, that's not enough to be called a t'nai to be mechayev you. Oh. And that's why Rashi has to say, my havilele mevat, there's a p'tur of oynis. It's not felt in the mechayev, because there's a moment which is mazik. But there's a p'tur of my havilele mevat. It's a p'tur of oynis. Oh. Fizeh. You'll be able to mazmer noch nekuda in Tosfos in the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues. And the Mishnah says, if it's nifritzah belaylo v'yotzev ezeka poter, frek Tosfos, that the ready the Rashi says that if you know b'fnei akiroi v'yotzev ezeka is poter. So why does it have to say nifritzah belaylo v'yotzev ezeka is poter? It already says in the Rashi, if you know b'fnei akiroi v'yotzev ezeka is poter. As Taisis says, the first teretz, that the p'tur is because you don't know, and you only potter b'layla, but by yom where you know, as then you'd be chayiv. And Taisis in the second teretz is mechadish, inami b'layla, Taisis divri hamasl, nifritza b'layla, Taisis mechadish, inami b'layla, afilu noida loisha nifritza, v'yotza behema, ein loy l'treyach yoysa midai, lachzer achreya b'afelo. Taisis says a gewaldige chiddush. Now, even though at night you saw that the fence fell down and you saw the behemoth running out, as you can go out and find it, the shailah is, what's the p'tur? As Rav Naftali Sush tells to the Tosfos on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, the Tosfos over there says that if you're natri, kidenatri inshi. If you watch it, Bederech HaNoshim, what people normally do, your potter, the Mokar is the Gemara Bar Mitzia, Daf Sadik Gimel. The Gemara Bar Mitzia is talking about Dalet Shemrim. Over here, we're talking about Shmiras Nezakin. As Taisis holds, even by Shmiras Nezakin, there's a Ptur of Kidinatri Inchi. As there are those that want to bring a Raya from here, that Taisis holds that the Mechayiv is the Pshi and the Shmira. Why? If you learn the Mechayiv is the Pshi and the Shmira, as you could say, Mishum the Svara, Engla Lutroyach, Yaisamidai, he was Natri Kidanachi Inshi, he's not a Pshia Gemura. But if you learn that the Ptur is Mishum Oinis, how could you call him an Oinis? He's not an Oinis, he could do it, he could stop it. So how could you call him an Oinis? However, if you look in the Tur in Simon Shin Sadik Vav, when he brings down Taisis, the Tur says, the reason why you're Pater according to Taisis, Kivan Shu Oinis. The Tur Taka says, you're Pater as Oinis, V'tzarech B'ya, M'shem Ein Loi L'tzarech Yaisim Yidai, you're called an Oinis. Now, the few the way we're learning is Doch Givaldik, Kum Dechoyz Be'emes, the Mamin HaMazik is the Mechayiv. If you have a low-level pshia, as the Torah gave you a ptur oinus, the Torah said over here, the mamon hamazik is not mechayev you because you have a ptur oinus. It's not totally on the din oinus of kol haTorah kula. Over here is a different level of oinus. As zok the Torah, as once you're natri kidanatri inshi, as you're not a pshia gomor, as you have a ptur oinus, over here the mamon hamazik can't be mechayev. As avadin kol haTorah kula das hisnishkin oinus. Abaklapi to pati you from Mamon HaMazik, das is genug einis, das numat from the din of Shmir Pchusa, that an einis called who patis you. As lafi zeh, ubi choyzu misakim, what's the ptur of Shmir, it's meduik in Rashi, in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, it's a ptur of einis. However, the ptur einis here is not the ptur einis of kol haTorah kula. A lower level einis is also called an einis, and that's why you need Xeris HaKosev to tell you the ptur. Why do you have to come on to Aynis? Because the Mechayev is Mamon HaMazik, because to Pati you, you have to come on to a Ptur Aynis. This is the first Chelek of the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says, even though we said that a Shmiru Pchusa Patis you, a Shmiru Patis you, Hinichu Bechama, Aishamasa Lechei Reshaita Vekotin V'yotze V'ezika Chayev. Zog the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, the Pashas of the Mishnah is Mashma, that both Siyurim are talking about where you did a Shmira Pusa, and Afilu Hachi Yechayiv, Hinicha Bechama, like the Gemara says, when the Behemoth sees the, when the Behemoth is hot, as it can go ahead and be Mishtageya, as therefore even a Shmira Pusa doesn't work, Masachir Reshaita Vekotin, there'll be Mavur in the Gemara, that even though you made, the Mishnah, that even though you made a Shmira Pusa, Aber a cheresh shayte v'katan will break the shmira. Zakta Taizur ben Peretz says, does the diik like shitas Rish Lakish on daf test that Rish Lakish learns that by masu cheresh shayte v'katan, even when you do a shmira pusa yechayiv. As then the Mishnah reads Gavaldik, hinicha v'kama shemasu lecheresh shayte v'katan, even though you did a shmira pusa, filu achi betziyatze v'zika chayiv. I'm afraid the Rebbeinu Peretz, Arei Rebbe Yechanan Daf Tes holds not that way. He holds that by Cheir Shaita V'Katan it helps a Shmira Pchusa. Mashal Cheir Shaita V'Katan means without a Shmira. He says, Lefi, Rebbe Yechanan, you have to read the Mishnah saying two different statements. Hinichu Bechama means you did a Shmira Pchusa and you Hinichu Bechama as a Shmira doesn't work. Oysha Mashal Cheir Shaita V'Katan means you didn't do any Shmira and you were Mashal Cheir Shaita V'Katan. V'yotze v'ezika chayiv, as the Mishnah is letzdodin koi, k'tani. You could add that according to Rabbi Yechanan, even though it's letzdodin k'tani, it's not two different in yonim. What the Mishnah is being mechadish is, sometimes, even though you did a shmira p'husa, abi yechayiv, l'mashal, hinicha b'chama, you did a shmira p'husa, you did a null, a gadar, abi hinicha b'chama yechayiv, by Masul Achir Shaita V'Katan, you also did a Shmira Pchus. Enochinami, it's not talking about where you tied it. Aba Hagufa, giving it to Achir Shaita V'Katan is a Shmira Koldehu. And the Mishnah is being Machadish. Agam, you did a Shmira Koldehu of Masul Achir Shaita V'Katan. Afilu Wachi Yotze V'Zika Chayiv. As Afi said, there's a Tzad HaShava between the two cases that they're both coming to be Machadish. Amol a Shmira Pchus, it doesn't pati. In the Gemara, in the Hemshech, the Gemara brings down the Memra that our Mishnah is going Afilu Temer, Meir, Shani, Shane, Viregel, the Torah, Miyatar, Bishmirasam. Dama Rebbe Loza, Vamila, Bimas, Nisan, Tana, Arba dvarim atayra miyata bishmirasan. There's exeris akosiv by four mazikim. Atayra miyata bishmirasan. And pnei shuiz medayik the gemara mashma not by all mazikim, only by four mazikim. Atayra miyata bishmirasan. Elu ein bar ve'esh shein v'regel. As how do you know by bar the Torah was mamayit bishmirasan? Bar dechsev ki yiftach ishbar. Oy ki yichr ishbar v'lo yichisenu akiseyu pater. Tzaruch bir. What's the dikduk from the pasuk? As Rashi is masbir, the dikduk from the pasuk is v'loy boi ad d'toyim lei. If you need a shmirah ma'alya, you would have to fill the bar up legamri. The fact that a kisui helps, as you see, that a shmirah p'chusa helps. Frektosis on Rashi, v'dilma b'kitosis divya maslo kisei upoter v'im toimar. Maybe we're talking about where the kisui is a very strong kisui, which is a shmirah ma'aliyah. You make it. And for Tosfos, as Tosfos says a mahalach, the end Tosfos says ubekundrus mashma the kol kisui ad detayim lei choshev kishmirah p'chusa. So Achbiya works pshat in Rashi, as the Tosfos read learns in Rashi. A balabata shibshat, zog the Tosfos Svid, because every kisui, as strong as it is, but it's possible for worms and bugs to come and to be masliit, like the Mara says in Nun Beis, there's certain cases where things could come and eat the kisui. As a mela, a kisui, there's always a shash that maybe it'll be masliat, it'll get ruined. Mashenkin, when you time lay, when you fill it up with ground, as then you know that it won't get ruined. As lafi ze kiilu l'umas a kisui, as a shmira is not a good oifin of a bar. That's not called a shmira malia. It's still far to chiddush l'chayra certain things. If it's a thick kisui, take a long time for it to be maslia. That still would be you would think. But as they zok to gitaisus vid, Rav Asher wanted to learn differently based on the yisoid of Rabbi Ogbel to be Masber Rashi, Alam de Shabshat Bedas Rashi. Rabbi Ogbel was Miyasid that it's Cholik, the Pshia, which is Machayiv Bar, from the Pshia, which is Machayiv you by Shar. By Shar, Bemes, you have a Shar. In order for the Shar to Mazik, it has to do a Maisa Mazik. As what's the Chiyiv Shmira? The Chiyiv Shmira is to make sure it doesn't do a Maisa Mazik. As what's Shmira? If you put something in front of the shah to make sure it doesn't be mazik, as you did a shmira. Oh, by bar, Rebog Ber was machadish. The machayiv is not being poshe in the maisa mazik. Hare by bar, there's no maisa mazik. It doesn't do a maisa. Something else falls into the bar. As what's the pshia? The pshia is having a bar. The etzem mitzias that you have a bar, thus is the pshia. Because a bar is a mazik be'etzem, a takola be'etzem. As im kinem advarim, what's the way that you remove a pshia by a bar? To make a shmira from the maisa mazik is not enough. The only way to be misalik it is by being misalik the bar itself. Boch be'etaka klares, what's taka de pshat na maskana? That the kisui does help. Zakri Boch Be, because a kisui does haste the siluka bar. Does alain, even though it left part of the bar, but being that it's machusa, does haste the siluka bar. As Lafi says, Dachzeya Geshmak, you can learn a lamda shibshat in Rashi, that Rashi holds that Toyim Lei is being misalik the Pshia Mechayeves. Thus is a Shmira Ma'aliyasa, that you're removing the mazik. Nashenkin, when you're putting a kisui, even if it's a kisui ma'aliyah, of a fault, it's da mazik, the pshia is still there. You didn't remove the pshia. By a shor, if you put a shomer there, as meikara, there's no pshia, because you're preventing it from being mazik. A shor be'etzim is not a mazik. It sometimes does a maisa mazik. Owning a shor is not called owning a mazik. You do other things with a shor. That's what shmir is. Shmir is, you're being shomer from being mazik, as you're misalik the machayiv legamri. Ashein came by bar until you misalik the bar. That's not called you misalik the machayiv. That's why the Gemara held. You see, a shmirah p'chusa helps. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings down the memra of Rabbi Yeshua. Arba dvarim ha'oisa noisam potam bidine adam chaye bidine shamayim. Bez Hashem, when we learn Daf Nun Vav, we'll speak about what the Geder of Chiyu Bedinei Shamayim is. But now, with the Seif of the Yomid, with the time left, we want to speak about a couple of other Nakudas in the Sugya. Number one, it's Mavur that it's Potem Midinei Adam. So Rashi, why? Kasava Grama Benizikin Potem. Mitzarech Bir. L'chayr Grama ben Ezekin is a mafurish gemarin kama mekaymis that Grama is potter. Kasavir is mashma, there's a machloikis. Who's choylik on the p'tur of Grama ben Ezekin? As the shach in the beginning of Simon Shin Pei Vov is medayik the Rashi, and he wants to say mikan is the makor to Ramban and kunjus dini de garmi. The Ramban in Kunjus Dini Degami says Rashi Shita is that the Machloikis in Baba Kama Daf Kuf in other places, if Garmi is Chayev or not, is a Machloikis by every Grama. If either man diyama that Garmi is Chayev, as every Grama is Chayev. If either man diyama Garmi is Potter, every Grama is Potter. So all the Gemaras in Shas that say Grama is Potter is according to the man diyama that Garmi is potter, and according to the man diyama, Garmi is chayiv, Asuadin Grama is chayiv. Rashi holds there's no chilik between Grama and Garmi. As Lafiza, Rashi over here is meduyikative. It's also mashma that way in Rashi and Baba Basra, Davchov Bezamibes, like Rashi over here. However, Ruba the Rishainim learn not that way. Tosis and Baba Basra, Davchov Bezamibes over there, and the Ramban himself in Kunjus Dini de Garmi, the other Rishonim learn Grama and Garmi are different. Rishonim handle what are the differences. Oh. The Rishonim say Chilukim between Grama. Like Marshall, some Rishonim say Garmi is Bari Ezeka, Grama is not. Other Chilukim, it's more direct from the more direct of a Maisa Hezek, Vechule, come a different Mahalchim. But this is the idea that Rashi Shita is Grama and Garmi Ahainuach. As the Gemara over here says, Arba Dvarim Ma'aisenaisen Potter Midinei Adam, Mechayiv Midinei Shamayim. Ve'eluhena Peretz Geder Bifnei Behemas Chaveroi. As Frag the Gemara, Amamar, HaPeretz Geder Bifnei Behemas Chaveroi, Hechidami, I Lema Bekoisel Bari, Midinei Adam, Nami Mechayiv. As when the Gemara says "Bedine Adam Nami Nechayev," what's it talking about? Zogt Rashi, "Iba Koisel Bari Bedine Adam Nami Nechayev Miha Akoisel." Dabi Yadayim of it. Vabehema Lekele Meima De Mechayev Dotnan Protzu Listim Potter. As Rashi says, a Chiddush in Pshat. Pashtis, it's talking about on the Hezekis of the Behema. That's what the Brice is talking about. As Pashas, you learned the Gemara, Bedini Adam Nami Nechayiv Behema. So Krash, you can't learn that way. As the Mishnah says, Lahedi, if you're Potsu, list him. You're Potter. A state Lahedi, that if you take off the Shmira, you're Potter on the Zekis that the Behema does. As therefore, you have to learn that the Gemara means Bedini Adam Nami Nechayiv Akoisel. However, the Rambam in this Gemamin, Perik Dalet Halacha Beis, learns the Gemara Kipshutai. The Rambam learns that the Gemara means Bedine Adam, Nami Nechayiv, is going on Hezekis of the Behema. The Raivid is on the Rambam. How could you say it? Rashi Shailo. The Mishnah says, Pratzu Listim Pater. As Mainav Gemina, if the Listim are Pratzu, or someone's Pirates of Kaisel Bari, Maishna, as the Migdal Ois, Magen Mishnah bring down, Migdal Ois brings a Barichos, a Chuvas, a Rambam. The Chokhmi Milnil asked the Rambam the Shiloh, and the Rambam answered, the Chilik is like this, that by Partzu list him, the list him on Machav and Lagoizloi. As therefore, the list him, therefore you Potter. Masha Inkin over here in the Gemara, it's not talking about listim. It's talking about stam poiritz geder, where your kavan is the behemoth should be mazik. As therefore you chayiv. B'sasa madava v'loi pirish, why should it be tali on kavana? As the Miri says, that the Rambam holds, dini gami is tali on kavana, you need kavana lahazik. As over here we're talking about, where they opened it, k'day that the behemoth should be mazik, as yichayim idini digami. Aber, the Mishnah is talking about Patsu listen, when they did it with Kavana Legzela, you potter me dini digambi. Rav Nachum wanted to learn that way. Rav Nachum said, brought a mocha to the Rambam from Erach, and Daf Chav Gimel, over there is Mavu and the Erach. Nisugya of Ish. Nisugya on Daf Chav Beis. I'm sorry. The Gemara over there in the bottom of Chav Beis Amar Aleph is talking about with a Gomel has Pishtan and his Mazik. As the Rach over there says that the Bala Gomel is Chayev Ki'ilu. He took off the Shmira. And if someone takes off the Shmira, as it's Chayev. It's a double pashit that you take off the shmir is chayiv. Where's the makar? As the Nachum wanted to say, the makar is this gemara over here, that this gemara is mechadish, when you take off the shmira, you're chayiv. What's the ged of the chiv? As the Nachum wanted to learn, it's not mashma that the chiv is midin adam amazik. Taisa says it's a grama, it's shver to learn, it's a garmi. As the Nachum wanted to learn, that the Rambam and the Rach hold that the Mechayiv is Pshi and the Shmira. Aibazei kemen zogin esvara. When do you need it to be Mamin, to be Mechayiv you and Pshi and Shmira? Because if it's not your Mamin, you're not Mechayiv to be Shimer. So we can't be Chayiv you on the Pshi and the Shmira. Abalu yeah, someone made a Shmira on his Behema. And you walk over and you open up his Shmira. As even though it's not your behema, but ein lecha pshi in the shmira gadol mizu, as the etzim pshi in the shmira will be mechayev you. Yeah, and kimdumani even lefi the nusach of Reb Shmuel, you could say the pshi in the shmira makes you achroy on the mamon hamazik. But you could say al derech the tesis on the mamon beis that the mechayev of mamon hamazik doesn't have to be your mamon in chayshim mishpat. Tesis divi hamasro pshitis mevur. It's something you achroi for it. You also has a din of mamon hamazik. As over here, the pshil make you achroi for this mamon hamazik. It's kilu your mazik. As a mele you achroi for the mazik because you turned it into a mazik by taking off the shmiras. The pshil makes you achroi and is mechayiv you. Ibazei. Zakr of Nachum, you could be mazbe the chilek between the Mishnah and the Gemara by Fenacher. He says, over here in the Gemara where they're taking off the Shemira, then the Kavana is that the Behema should be mazik. As when you take off the Shemira, that the Behema should be mazik, you're chayiv. Masha'enkin in the Mishnah, when they're coming to be geizelit, fakert, they're not stopping the Shemira from the Behema. They're going to take off the fence and they're going to watch the behemoth that shouldn't be mazik also. They're taking it for themselves. As over there, the kavani is not that it shouldn't be mazik. As I say, they're still being shimerit. As over there, you're not chayim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.